I'm getting better.
No, I went to visit my grandson a couple weeks ago, and he was having, quote, allergies, but it turns out I caught his allergies. They weren't they weren't allergies, they were a cold.
Mamma mia.
Yeah, such is life.
Okay. Incredible, eh?
All right.
Look at this. Here we have this six notes pattern. Send you this. So we have from here all this stuff.
So what's going on here? Oh, I did chat over here. Okay.
Wait. Let me send you this by email.
Actually, it's better just to go ahead and send it on the Skype messaging.
Oh, okay.
Because I'll just paste it correctly right into the other device.
Oh, okay. That is good. Then I send you here. Look, open that PDF, first PDF.
The first PDF. PDF. Oh, okay, up there. Okay. Okay, and the password is what? The user password?
Password also I wrote here that is Pacotis. You can copy paste that one is in the chat room.
Okay, it's where'd it go? Jeez, way up here.
The very first part is
Paco written. 3, Paco 3, okay. Okay, man. Save that. What's happening? I'm still trying to get this thing printed.
Yes.
It is just very sluggish. Okay, print. Okay, let me go see if it came out on the printer. I'll be right back. successful.
Okay. That's right.
Okay, so four. What is it? The 15th. Okay.
Fantastic.
What do we have?
Muy bien. So then what we have? Read the
notes.
Third and fourth lines. And then we have G major with that one there. We will start.
Third and fourth.
The first phrase. We have only one pull off at the beginning of the first note out of a six note pattern. So we have. First part. So click from the list, put the video one.
Okay. So where am I?
And with that one we can start.
Video one.
Yes. What happens is that I put you every example in one different place so that you can read it from the device that will play the video.
Okay.
Because of this blocking the surrounding sound, remember the thing.
Yeah, I need to put it on my other one.
Yes, that's why if you want, I can send you by email also. The
no, actually, a cut and paste off of Skype works best.
Okay.
Okay, you can hear that?
Yes.
Two. Okay.
One. Two, three, four.
Now let's go to the next example, example three, to play A, B, G, F, E, D.
Thank you.
6.
I have a hard time doing the pull off on with my little finger.
That's right. Normally people will do finger two, but in Paco's fingerings, then you have to exercise also the third finger, then we'll have the ring finger on the left hand. Because that is otherwise slower. And with these things get strained.
You mean like that?
So you have 4-3-1.
4-3-1.
But I suggest you put all the fingers straight right away to the string. Fingers should be on the string already before we start. Otherwise, we have to play one thing and then put the finger there. So you place all three fingers in the first string and then that comes easier. Not with barret, not with bar, but with finger 3, 4, 4 and 1 on the string already. So I place finger 1 on the 8th fret, finger 3 on the 10th fret, and finger 4 on the 12th fret.
1. Like that. Like that?
That is the second finger.
What?
So we'll play like this. That's right. 4, 3, 1.
Although if I do there, I get a better pull-off.
I know. The problem is that finger 3 is getting out of the play. You can do it both ways, but it's a good idea that we exercise to do with the three. Otherwise, this finger will become useless. For certain fingerings, we just cannot use it, and then we will have to use finger two for everything. Now, when we start playing that, finger one should be already on the fret.
Yeah.
Yes. That's right. That way, the independence of finger four also, this will make us move it. That way, that's fine. That's not bad, actually. Everyone has the same problem here, but this is a training thing. That's right. Okay, let's go to the example 7. If we go up.
Oh, even higher. So we are in 14. Oh my
yes.
God. I can't, without a cutaway, I don't think.
Already in this place, in this case on the 10th fret, then finger 3 there, you have nice fingers also. I know you can do it, this is not a difficult thing, but it's a new training, that's true. So then here, this place obviously is more difficult to do, and therefore this is the exercise to get us able to do it, get only to be able to pull off with that finger 4. All boils down to the weakness of finger 4. So finger four is weak and finger three is untrained. So this is a bad combination because then this here up, it shows that. But through doing this exercise, a couple of days or so, you should feel it very different. And the finger four will get the strength. And that way, there is no problem. There are two purposes of the exercises generally, to play in the scale or in technique in general. One is to be able to play something, and the other is to reinforce weakness or weak spots, which are natural or by anatomic configuration. Mm-hmm. Like in this thing here, normally, obviously, finger four is weaker than the others, mm-hmm. and finger three is tightened with the tendons and that in such a way that its very name in Spanish, anular, which means nil, to nullify. Like when you say in Spanish, anular el contrato, to avoid the contract, or nullify the contract, anular el contrato. So anular means nil. And that is the name of the finger itself in Spanish, A. That's why it's written as A, anular. So this finger is already awkward, or a finger less able, let's say. And then, therefore, this finger that needs to be trained. Then the finger four is weak by nature because it's shorter and thinner than the others, except in the case of Paco, which he has fingers all the same size.
Really?
So for normal people like us, we need to train it. And this finger four, if we use it this way with the exercise, it will work well. So this here is 7. Click the number 7. Let's try.
Oh, 7 goes
don't
up to 15.
If it feels awkward, Bruce, it's normal that this happens. Totally normal. So okay. Everyone has the same thing,
okay.
Unless they have extraterrestrial hands who will struggle the same way. 8,
oh,
which
boy.
Is the last example. If we feel we cannot play the legato, no problem. At least first we reach with the note, and then gradually we'll put that legato pull off gradually inside. That's not a problem. The thing is what we are able to do, not what we cannot do. now what I want you to do is to play this. You have to practice it individually and then practice with example 9, which is 2 times each of these, so that we can go. That's why I record this very slow, because this is a thing which everyone will have difficulty there. But people is getting better the fingers, and they are able to move it more now, finger 4, which is the goal of this thing, training 3 and finger 4. Then we go to the next position and play twice.
Okay, well, thank you, Ruben.
Adios. Next time.
Okay, bye.